Good morning. Today is the 5th of July. It is the 4th Sunday after Trinity. And today we're thinking about a set of readings for this week, one of which is the Matthew Gospel, chapter 11, verses 16 to 19 and 25 to 30. But to what will I compare this generation, says Jesus? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating or drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Jesus teaching and speaking. What on earth does he mean? You see, with Jesus, he is a man who mixed with everyone. It doesn't matter whether it was a king or a pauper. Jesus was the same with them all. In other words, Jesus didn't just stay in a little holy place. Jesus went out into the world. He chose disciples. He taught disciples. He went into the towns, the cities, and he taught wherever he went. So when he says that how shall you compare the generation, these children in the marketplaces calling to one another, etc., he is saying that he was amidst them and they did not recognize who he was or listen to him in any way. Now, we would find that really strange today, because as Christians, the thing we would all want to do would be to listen to Jesus' words, but they didn't want to know. Jesus went and he had meals with sinners. And so he was accused of being a sinner himself, even though he never indulged in any things which were of a sinful nature, because it was our Lord. But he would sit, he would eat with them, and he would view them with great compassion. It was the scribes and the Pharisees who were supposed to be the holy and good people who he had some of the harshest words for. Because although they may be observing all sorts of ritual and all sorts of things which they thought meant that they were following the laws of God, they were actually very hard of heart. And they weren't real people. And it is so easy to become like that. When I was an ordinand 30 years ago, I was placed in Bristol in the homeless hostel. And there, I didn't actually live in the hostel, but I lived nearby, but I worked in the hostel. You got to know all the differing types of people who end up homeless and in places like that. And I mark my words, it isn't just people who have ended up hitting the bottle or whatever you'd like to say about that. And that's very difficult in itself. It was all sorts of people who ended up homeless, penniless, friendless, and no family. A professor once turned up on a bicycle. He had been living, he's quite elderly, in a flat, and he had been driven out by neighbours through them being really awful to him. And he ended up on a bike riding round the country and on in the streets, all types of people. And I remember well walking once through Bristol. And of course, I got to know all the homeless people, the people that use the shelter and the hostel, and people who are in such a bad way. And a group of them were once on one side of the street having a drink and doing the things that they do. And there I was walking down the other side of the street. And they, of course, what do? They call out to me, you know, and what do you do? Do you acknowledge? Do you walk by? Well, of course, our duty is to acknowledge and to try and recognise these people as people that are just like you and me, except life has dealt them a really awful hand in so many ways. And we know there are so many difficulties with it. This pandemic has caused, certainly in the United Kingdom, all the homeless to be taken off the streets. The people with all these difficulties and problems, the money was found, and they were taken off the streets, and they were finding homes and places to live for them, and their lives have been transformed. One of the homeless people said he's been self-dependent since he was a child, selling the Big Issue in several locations. Last month, he was contacted and asked to isolate in a Holiday Inn in Bristol. I've been looking after and providing for myself since I was a teenager. I've never once begged or signed on. I've sold the Big Issue in London, Bristol for most of my life. And he says that that he's worried. And he said that he was clueless of what would happen to him after the lockdown ends and they're back out onto the streets. The whole problem is that we don't, and this is not just a UK problem, it can be a problem all over the world. We don't put enough focus or energy into seeing that people that are destitute and in need are all the same as us, except through circumstance and life, they've ended up in that very difficult place where we should all be working to help that come to an end. So we don't recognise things. We don't recognise the Lord in the needy and the homeless. And the people of Jesus's time didn't recognise the Lord of life himself. Even the disciples struggled with the whole concept of knowing who he was. And yet even so, through all of this, Jesus still does not give up on us. He calls us to continue to work at the whole project. That's our job. And our project is to be prayerful people, people of the scriptures, and people who respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Jesus says, doesn't he, come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen.